This podcast is brought to you by the new site, EdenPureHowie.com. Save $20 on any of their products, plus get free shipping. Go to EdenPureHowie.com and put in code word MYDEALS. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Oil era will be over if we pass this bill. Right now, oil companies are taking American consumers and shaking them upside down at gas pumps all across our country.
A wallet inspector.
Oh, here you go. I believe that's all in order.
I can't believe that worked.
Climate change is going to get worse and worse and worse. I tell my constituents, last year with COVID was awful. But in a few years, because of climate change, each year will be worse than COVID and each year will be worse than the next.
And now I'm in this cycle that never ends.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You know, you're in a situation, what happens if the bridge collapses and there's a fire on the other side? It's going to take 10 miles longer to get to the fire. People can die.
Hey, look, man, you don't have to do this. Look, this ain't exactly the Mississippi. I'm on one side, I'm on the other side. I'm on the East Bank, I'm on the West Bank. It is not that critical.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
COVID and climate change, they're just two different denominations of the same faith. The Democrat parties, we have nothing to offer but fear itself. Creed. There's no heaven, there's hell, and there's limbo. And that's what that's where a preacher Schumer or Shermer is wants everyone to be in. Limbo. I won't even explain what limbo is if you weren't raised in Holy Mother, the Church. Anyway, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. This Rittenhouse trial is just a real clown extravaganza. They ought to be holding it at the old Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey clown school. I don't even think they have one anymore on the west coast of Florida. These people are so screwed up. Now they are arguing about the video from the drones. Exactly. That's what they need for the they need that. It's more clownish than an Ed Markey AOC press conference together. So the jury today decided they wanted to look at some of the footage from the drone where Rittenhouse meets up with Rosenbaum. They want to see who's chasing, who's zooming who, as Aretha Franklin might say. And so they started looking at it, and the defense noticed that the prosecution's version of the drone footage was really good, kind of like, you know, from a flat screen TV in an upscale bar that you went to for the Super Bowl, whereas the defense video was like the Zapruder film, as Taylor was just saying, or as I said, it's like a caveman mural in a dark cave in France. And so they started going, hey, what's the difference? Why? You know, in discovery, the prosecution is supposed to turn over everything to the defense. This is why cases get tossed out of court, civil and criminal, all the time, because something is hidden in discovery, especially criminal cases, like the Ted Stevens case. The senator in Alaska was convicted, and then they withheld exculpatory evidence. The case was thrown out. Of course, it had been defeated by then, so Democrats, mission accomplished. But so they started having an argument, like, wait a second, why did the defense is saying, why did you give us this crappy tape? We didn't have access to the same quality reproduction that you did. And Taylor, you followed it more closely than me. You can understand this stuff. They were talking about that the defense didn't have the right kind of phone. What the hell are they sending this this important evidence over a phone?
Well, it wasn't over a phone. It was that's what the prosecution was claiming, that because they had a different platform-based phone, they had Androids, the defense had Androids as opposed to the prosecution's iPhones, that the file became compressed and therefore blurry. But that was not how the file was accessed. The file was transferred over Dropbox, which, as the defense explained, it is a forensic exact copy of the original file that was placed there. And so that means they should have the same file with the same file name, but the defense noticed that the file name that they had compared to the file name that the prosecution had was completely different. It was not the source file from the drone. It was something that had been altered in some way, whether it was purposely altered or accidentally or, technologically altered.
So the defense wants to keep talking about this because it's going to save them a lot of time if, God forbid, Rittenhouse is convicted and they have to appeal the case. They're not going to have to go through a lot of motions and discovery. Everything is going to be on the record about how the prosecution screwed up the discovery of the evidence. It's like in a football game, when they throw a defensive lineman jumps off sides and they throw the flag. And then the quarterback takes the snap, and the announcer always says, "Well, this is a free play because they're going to get 5 yards anyway. But let them take a shot at throwing it downfield and see if they can win." So this is like a free play for the defense, for Kyle Rittenhouse's defense, because this gives them this is a get out of jail free card. It may be down the road, and I can't tell you how much difference these pictures make. You'll see it tonight on TV, or you may, if you're on the internet right now, you'll see how different the photographs are. But Taylor,
if you're nearsighted, it's like wearing your glasses versus not wearing your glasses when you're looking at a piece of art.
Right. Remember, Taylor, during the summer when the pink boat was parked outside the governor's house? Remember that?
Yes. How could I forget?
And we just happened to have a guy that was right there, right? When it happened, he was the first one there. So we were trying to rush to get the pictures up on our website because none of the newspapers, none of the TV stations had the stuff. We had it first. But the first pictures we got, he was just texting them to us over his phone, and the quality was abysmal, wasn't it? I mean, finally we got him to send it in a better form, and we had great photographs. But the first ones were crappy, and that's what I was reminded of when I was looking at what the defense had in their preparation for the trial. It's just amazing that this is going, and the guy that they're putting out there, that the prosecution is putting out there to make their case and try to defend this, is that big fat guy. And Jack Posobiec is calling him Lunchbox. I think maybe you would have better call him Buffet Lunch or Free Lunch, considering how fat he is. And he's the one who was making a jerk out of himself during the rebuttal the other day. And so he's the guy they put forward. And I'd say he's doing a pretty lousy job, isn't he, Taylor? Did we lose Taylor? I think we may have lost our feed here. 844-500-4242.
He has to. By law, you're entitled. It's called disclosure, you dickhead. He has to show you everything. Otherwise, it could be a mistrial.
What movie is that from, Taylor?
Come on.
Is that from my cousin Vinny?
There you go.
Yeah. Well, that's the reality of it. I mean, if you've been to one trial, one criminal trial in your life, you know that stuff. You don't have to go to law school. And so there it is. And this is just it's going to be quite a day here. I don't think we're going to get a verdict today, obviously. But again, I heard someone say in the last couple of hours, a lawyer who's pretty conversant with this kind of stuff, saying that she thinks they'll get it by the end of the week. I agree. Very seldom do juries want to spend the weekend being told they can't talk to anybody or watch TV, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, these guys aren't sequestered, but you just want to get it out of the way and get it off your plate so you can go on about your business. 844-500-4242. The big fat guy, isn't he the one who claimed Kyle should have taken a beating? Yes.
Yes, that's Krause.
Yes. We're gonna call him Lunchbox. We'll go with Posobiec's name for him. He's the one who's making the arguments here that nothing to see here, folks. Move along. Nothing to see here, folks. Move along. So which version did they show to the jury? I assume they showed him the prosecution version, right?
That I'm not sure.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm not sure that they actually requested to review this video again while they're in deliberation. But it just happened, they asked about, you know, technicalities, where they should be viewing videos, how many times, that it gave the defense an opportunity to bring up the difference between these videos.
Yeah, and now we have grounds for appeal, if the verdict goes the wrong way, and we're all hoping it doesn't. Meanwhile, the crazy people are gathering outside. You have everybody, half the population of Kenosha is out front with bullhorns. They got a guy, he calls himself the Maserati man. He showed up with an AR-15, and the cop said, we can't make you go anywhere, but don't be carrying that rifle around here. So he went away, drove away in his battered Maserati, and then he came back, and he and the Black Lives Matters activists, they all got the day off from work. Everybody, the Maserati man, the Black Lives activists, they all got the day off from work, and they're screaming obscenities at one another. It's very very edifying days here in southern Wisconsin. No one could have ever predicted how hot and competitive the real estate market would get during COVID. If you hesitated selling your commercial or residential real estate during this time, don't miss your opportunity to get out on top. Let JJ Manning Auctioneers help you auction your real estate quickly, contingency-free, and for strong dollars. You will set the terms, you will set the closing date, and the buyer will pay the commissions. For over 45 years and 16,000 auctions, JJ Manning has been the trusted leader in accelerated real estate sales. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111. 0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Gold Co. Stagflation is making a comeback. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr to request your free IRS loophole guide and learn how you can protect your wealth and take control of your retirement. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. goldco.com/Howie Carr. And there's other news today. The QAnon shaman, you know, that crazy guy from Arizona that with the spear and the horns and the painted face on January 6th, he's been in solitary confinement for the better part of the year, and today he pleaded guilty to various counts, and he was sentenced to 41 months, including time served, so he'll be doing a lot less than 42 months, but he's already done a lot of time, and it was in solitary, in the hole. So that's our poll question. Taylor, what is the poll question, and what are the results thus far?
The QAnon shaman just got 41 months in federal prison for his role on January 6th. Is that too little, too much, or about right?
Too much.
90% say too much.
Yeah, he apparently made a pretty impressive statement to Judge Royce Lambeth, who I think is a holdover. He's been around since Reagan days, and but he said, you did a bad thing, so I got to give you some time. But you know, sometimes I hear these judges say, yeah, okay, he did a bad thing, but people do worse things all the time than QAnon shaman did, or and the guy looks like he's mentally ill or drug addled or was drug addled before he spent 9 months in the hole. So, you know, I don't know. I just think it's a little much. 844-500-4242. I want to play one Kamala Harris cut. I'd forgotten about this cut. I read it today in the New York Post, and we got to play this cut just to, because we play all these Joe Biden cuts, but sometimes we forget how bad Kamala Harris is. This was in France a couple of weeks ago. Cut 16.
We must together work together to see where we are, where we are headed, where we are going, and our vision for where we should be, but also see it as a moment, yes, to together address the challenges and to work on the opportunities.
That's the kind of thing, you know, if you saw that on Miss Teenage USA, and a contestant answered that, Miss Mississippi or something, you would turn your head away in chagrin and embarrassment for her family that she was that dumb. That woman is the vice president of the United States of America. 844-500-4242. Sarah, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hi, Howie. How are you?
Good.
I'm Nia. How are you?
Good.
I'm calling about the Massachusetts State Police, what they're doing to them.
It's horrible, isn't it? Did you read my column yesterday?
I didn't.
Go to HowieCarrShow.com and read my column. A guy rescued someone from the Neponset River. The guy was drowning. He chased his...
Oh, yes, I did read that.
Yeah,
that
was on Saturday, and last Friday, 6 days later, after he saved this guy's life, they told him, basically, you're fired for not getting the shot. We're going to start the process of terminating you. How horrible is that?
My daughter's a state trooper, and tomorrow they're coming to strip her from everything. I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted.
Are they going to use that same one who went after the guy at New Braintree, the one who had charges filed against him years ago for stuffing his wife's face in a toilet? You know,
that's who they want to keep.
They want to keep that guy. Yeah, and they let all those people who stole those tens of thousands of dollars out on the turnpike. They embezzled these overtime funds. You've been a bad boy. You've got to pay back those $20,000 you stole, and then we'll let you go out with a full pension at age 46. It's unbelievable. And these guys who've been by the books 100% of the time, who've saved lives, like this guy out of the Boston barracks, whose name I know. I'm not gonna get him in any trouble. I called him Trooper X. You can see that. You can read the column if you haven't read it. He's gonna get fired. They basically began firing him less than a week after he saved the guy from drowning. What's your daughter gonna do, Sarah?
I don't know. I don't know what she's gonna do. I know, you know, there's a bunch of them, and you know, I don't know. I've been crying for days. I mean, it's, you know, I have a daughter that's a nurse. She's all done this week too. You know, it's a double header here. I just don't understand what Charlie Baker's thinking. You know, if other people that have companies over 100 can go in and wear a mask and you know, get tested
right
every week,
and the Boston police can get the weekly test, but the state police can't. How does that make any sense?
I'm losing my mind here. I agree with you 100%. I don't know what to do. I just can't imagine. I mean, 23 weeks of training, I don't think anyone realizes how tough those 23 weeks are. And now you're just going to come take her cruiser, take everything, strip her. She's not getting paychecks. She's suspended with no pay for 5 days. They're giving her another 5 days to get a shot.
Right.
And then they'll talk to her.
I know. I've read the letters. I printed part of the letters in my column on the website. Go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on it. It's right after Howie's Homework. Check out Howie's Homework, too. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Someone just texted me and said OSHA today called off its vaccine mandate. The Fifth Circuit put in a permanent injunction stopping the national mandate against federal contractors, requiring them to get their employees vaxxed and companies over 100. But, you know, I'm not sure if that's going to have much effect because the companies are just going to say, well, you know, we've decided it was really a good idea. You know, Dr. Fauci, St. Anthony Fauci and St. Rochelle Walensky are in favor of this, so it must be groovy. So we're going to do it anyway. So I'm just not sure. And you know, Charlie Parker doesn't give a bleep. He's got the power. He's operating under this the Holy Writ, Executive Order 595. Every one of these firing letters. Her daughter, Sarah's daughter, the state cop. She got under Executive Order 595. We can do this and that. We can fire you. We can, you know, we can do anything we want to you. We can take away your cruiser, your gun, your badge. If you're in the canine unit, your dog. You know, we can humiliate you. And the guy we're going to send out, by the way, was once charged with putting his wife's face in a toilet, and the toilet had something in it. He's okay. He's okay because he got the vaccine, and he has a relative who's even further up at the state police than he is. I mean, that's how crooked they are. And by the way, I don't know what Charlie Parker's doing, but I don't think he's running for re-election. I looked for his financial report today. He raised $65,000 last month. He's up for re-election next November, less than a year away. $65,000 is barely lunch money in a statewide campaign, like you know, in a medium-sized state like Massachusetts. So I don't think he's running. So he doesn't care. He's just going to try to go out with in a blaze of virtue signaling. 844-500-4242. I just tweeted out something, an amazing story. I mean, you know, not unexpected, but it's pretty crazy. Anyway, in San Francisco, you know, the thieves are out of control. So, you know, $950 limit, anything's a misdemeanor. That's not, you know, that becomes thin gruel very quickly. And you just say, hey, if they're not going to arrest me for $950, they're not going to arrest me for $95,000 either. So last night, nine guys in masks walk into a mall with hammers into a jewelry store. And they take the hammers, they smash out the, it's called ice box jewelry. And they smash the glass cases that the jewelry's in and steal everything. And everybody in the mall is screaming because it sounds like gunshots.
Stop the hammering. Stop the hammering out there. Who's got a hammer?
But see, nobody could do anything because there were nine of them and they had giant they didn't have guns. They had giant sledgehammers. Now, of course, there was a guy on CNN last night saying, well, nobody ever got killed with a skateboard. Oh, really? Okay. Okay, so you want to see if you can kill somebody with a skateboard? You want to can we have a clinical test on this? But anyway, I wanted to introduce Mr. Garcia. He has just been the victim of a senseless street crime himself by a member, a duly authorized member of law enforcement. He wanted to tell us about it. So I use the story, what happened in East Bay, as an example of what's going on the other side of the continent. Mr. Garcia, what has happened to you? I've heard the outlines of your tragic tale.
I don't know what the hell happened here. One lady officer say, hey, come here. I want to talk to you. I say, what? I do something? He say, you know, you jaywalking, and I'm going to give you a ticket. He gave me a ticket. Right now I'm here in the city hall to pay the ticket. I don't know what the hell the ticket cost because I never heard jaywalking in my life. I don't know what the hell jaywalking means. And I don't know how much
you got cited for jaywalking in Newark, one of the most violent cities in the United States. Half of it was burned down during the riots in the 60s. That's where Dutch Schultz and his entire gang got wiped out. One time? I mean, jaywalking?
Yeah, because I'm supposed to pick a ticket, my airline ticket, and cross the street on West Market Street, Broad Street, and I'm supposed to take my ticket. I'm going to my country for 3 weeks.
You know, Mr. Garcia, I don't even know if I want to talk to a hardened criminal like you, you know? It may get me into trouble with the FCC. I mean, first you voted Republican. and now you've jaywalked. How much are you going to have to pay for a fine?
I don't know, because I'm here in the city hall. I'm waiting for the ticket before I get a warrant, because I go on vacation for almost 3 week vacation. I'm not coming back to Newark almost 3 weeks. And I don't know what the hell going on. I thought you had a day.
I thought Monday was quiet Monday in Newark. Didn't you tell me that?
No.
Didn't the mayor announce that? That crazy mayor?
Yeah.
Well, if Monday is quiet Monday, why can't Wednesday be jaywalking Wednesday, Mr. Garcia? There's your defense.
The problem is when I joke to the police, I joke, is he an ugly police officer lady? And she had, you know, a nice hair. And then I tell her, you have beautiful hair. She say, back up, 14.99, back. She wanted to give me a ticket. She wanted to give me another ticket because I bribe her to not give me a ticket. And
by giving her a compliment. You were trying to get out of it by giving her a compliment.
Yeah, I know she was an ugly officer, but, you know, I pretended. I love you. I'm going to be out in 3 weeks. I'm going to my country. I'm not going to talk to you all my money.
I'm telling you, Mr. Garcia, you should have told her you were an illegal alien. If you had explained to her that you were an illegal alien from Guatemala, she would have, you know, probably given you an escort.
A pass
for starters, and an escort to the local social services department, as they say. Well, listen, Mr. Garcia, good luck to you, Mr. Garcia.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
This is the kind of world we live in, right? I mean, illegal aliens can come into the country and do whatever the hell they please. And this guy came into the country legally, and he's got a job, and he supports his family, and he gets a ticket for jaywalking in Newark, New Jersey. 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Howie, I was about the QAnon shaman.
Yes.
I was thinking you get 10 months for being a flamboyant trespasser, and you get 10 years of ice cream if you're a Taliban general.
Yeah.
I thought that sensory deprivation was against the Geneva Convention.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point, Dennis. I thought that these woke politicians, the Democrats like the Squad, I thought they were trying to do away with solitary confinement because it's cruel and unusual punishment banned by the Eighth Amendment, right? But it was okay. It's been okay for QAnon shaman and a bunch of these other guys. They've been thrown in the hole.
And we have over 600 arrests and still zero jury convictions, which I think is a record that's going to hold. But I was going to say that it was Lavrenti Beria, Stalin's Himmler, who said, show me the man and I will find you the crime.
Right.
So, you know, Stalin and Hitler all knew that if you hold somebody long enough, they'll confess to something.
Yeah, and there was another saying of theirs, too, wasn't it? It doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes. That's another bit of wisdom from the Stalin era. Thanks for the call, Dennis. 844-500-4242. You know, he was never too tightly wrapped, the QAnon shaman. And you know, they said, oh, well, he said these terrible things. He sent out these on Twitter and other social media before January 6th. He said, come and overthrow the deep state and all this stuff. I mean, look at what other people say on social media. I mean, they're not going to prison. They have blue check marks. They're lionized. They're the toast of the Georgetown salons. And this guy's going to rot in jail for another almost 3 years. For what? 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe. You there, Joe? Guess we lost Joe. Okay, 844-500-4242. I'm just looking to see here who we can play.
Mr. Garcia is getting a lot of love on the text line. People want to know where they can go to donate to his defense fund.
This is the kind of thing that could only happen to Mr. Garcia. You know, I mean, he's really still angry that Murphy got back reelected again in New Jersey. He has his suspicions, as do we all. And so he's going home. He's taking 3 weeks off. He called a couple of days ago to say goodbye because he was leaving for 3 weeks and he wasn't going to be, you know, near a phone. He was going to be in Central America. And then you just heard him say he goes to pick up his airline tickets and he gets a citation for jaywalking. How long has it been since anyone was cited for jaywalking in Newark, or for that matter, the entire state of New Jersey? Or for that matter, anywhere in the United States of America? Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Howie, how are you? This is Mike from the once great state of Maine.
Yes.
So the FBI, I mean, they're knocking down doors of journalists. They're not raiding homes of election officials that question the election. What do we do about this, Howie? They're just like the Stasi, the Gestapo. What do we do? How do we stop this?
I don't know. This whole thing with Project Veritas is truly an outrage. And the Washington Post wrote about it today and said, you know, what they better have some good reasons for, you know, for having this warrant and the 10 cops. One of the cops, by the way, when they went into James O'Keefe, the head of Project Veritas's house, they had a battering ram. But the Washington Post didn't even get into what is even probably more sinister than raiding O'Keefe's house and grabbing all these devices from Project Veritas, just because they at one point were in possession of what purported to be Ashley Biden's diary with some embarrassing stuff about the future president of the United States. But they then leaked, the FBI then almost instantaneously leaked everything that was on those devices, including attorney-client privilege and discussion of pending lawsuits and anonymous sources, apparently, that Project Veritas had. And they're covered under the First Amendment. Everybody's covered under the First Amendment. There's no mention of journalists, quote-unquote, in the Bill of Rights. Everybody who wants to say anything is covered under the First Amendment. And they leaked it to the New York Times, which it's bad enough. The New York Times is a left-wing sheet, a rag, an enemy of Project Veritas. But even worse, the New York Times is a defendant in a civil case. Project Veritas is suing them. So the FBI, as part of a criminal case, leaks privileged attorney-client communications between Project Veritas and their lawyers. I mean, this is so outrageous. What if Trump had done this to the New York Times and then leaked the information to Project Veritas when they were suing the New York Times? It's just unbelievable that they're doing this. 844, it's not unbelievable, but it's just, it's appalling, I guess I should say. I should get the word unbelievable out of my vocabulary, because nothing is unbelievable now. Our friends at Eden Pure are launching a new website that features special deals and discounts on Eden Pure products that only listeners to Grace's and Howie shows can get access to. This new website is EdenPureHowie.com. That's EdenPureHowie.com. It's a great website, very easily accessible, and it'll save you a lot of money. Eden Pure has been in business for more than 16 years and is nationally known for its innovative products for better living. Eden Pure started with the portable infrared heater and then expanded into air purifiers, vacuums, air coolers, and more. Their products have become a staple in homes across America, helping people save their hard-earned money. Go to EdenPureHowie.com and use code word MYDEALS. That's code word MYDEALS. That'll open it up and set you up for some really good savings. You'll be able to, if you type in code word MYDEALS, you'll save $20 on any product on the site, and you will also get free shipping. Don't let the woke companies like Amazon get your business and your money. Go directly to EdenPureHowie.com and save with them. The My Deals code includes their very popular Thunderstorm air purifier and the Gen 40 heater. That's EdenPureHowie.com and use code word MYDEALS to get an additional $20 discount on any product as well as free shipping. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Jump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on The Howie Carr Show.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Hashtag free Mr. Garcia. Boy, is he getting a lot of love. The text line. How many more, Mr. Speaker? How many more jaywalking tickets? 781, glad to see Newark's finest risking life and limb to keep the community safe from jaywalking. Have we reached Mr. Garcia's mother for comment?
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Right. So someone else said, you should remind people what the FBI did with Roger Stone. They alerted CNN that the bust was coming. And they had a live van there in addition to the 25 agents for Roger Stone's arrest for misremembering a text or an email that he'd made years earlier to one of his minions. There was actually a column today in the New York Times, the Federal Bureau of Dirty Tricks, by Brett Stevens. He's one of these pseudo-conservatives. But this wasn't actually a bad column. Talking about the indictment of Igor Danchenko on the Steele dossier. He was one of the drunks who dreamed up the Steele dossier, along with a drunk from Massachusetts, or an arrested drunk driver. I don't know if he's a drunk, but he was been arrested for drunk driving, Chuck Dolan. James Comey's FBI became a bureau of dirty tricks, mitigated only by its own incompetence, like a mashup of Inspector Javert and Inspector Clouseau. Donald Trump's best move as president, about which I was dead wrong at the time, may have been to fire him. Wow! A New York Times columnist says that even a fake conservative like Brett Stevens says Trump was right to fire James Comey. Of such dross was spun years of high-level federal investigations, ponderous congressional hearings, pompous Adam Schiff soliloquies, and nonstop public furor. But none of that would likely have happened if the FBI had treated the dossier like the garbage it was, while stressing the ways in which Russia had sought to influence the election on Trump's behalf. Which, by the way, I don't believe it either. I think they wanted Hillary. They'd already bought Hillary. Comey's briefing to the president-elect could be seen as a kind of blackmail threat, the kind that marked J. Edgar Hoover's tenure. He quotes somebody from the University of Chicago as saying that. For all of his many and grave sins, again, he writes for the New York Times, Trump was the victim of a gigantic slander abetted by the FBI. Now they tell us. Now they finally admit it. We knew it all along, but they were going along. They were giving themselves the Pulitzer Prize for deeply sourced reporting about caca, about made-up stuff that they knew was made up. BS. They were buying it. They knew it was crap, and they still went with it. 844-500-4242. 857. How many jaywalking citations were issued during the rioting? The over-under in Vegas is zero. I'm Howie Carr.